Democrats seek health care funds to help migrants not self-deport. By Neil Munro on October 2, 2025. Democrats are fighting to restart a pipeline of $20 billion in government health care aid per year to help migrants who face rising economic pressure to self-deport homeward. President Donald Trump's economic pressure on the migrants has reportedly forced roughly 1.6 million to self-deport. The number is likely to grow as administration officials pressure more businesses to shed illegal workers, impose more fines against migrants' hard-earned possessions, and change migrants' calculations. "There's no work, we have just made the decision to leave on our own terms," a self-deporting illegal migrant named Gerardo told CBS News on September 28. Gerardo says that when he first arrived, he was making up to $1,400 a week working as a truck driver. Today, he makes less than half that. "There's just not enough work and too many expenses," he said. "I used to work up to 7 days a week. Now, I only work 2 to 3. The family says they've endured wage theft, eviction, and the loss of Gerardo's driver's license after being pulled over. He says language barriers made the encounter with the police even more difficult. "In reality, everything just got so complicated. And that's why we've made the decision to leave back to Mexico," he said. Their 9-year-old daughter says she learned English in just 2 years and appreciates her time in Colorado, but she is happy to leave. "I'm not sad because I am going to see my family over there," she said. The migrants' decisions to go home will help raise Americans' productivity and living standards, and will provide their home countries with new skills and useful ambitions. But Democrats want the migrants to stay, and they want the federal government to cover their ballooning health care costs. "Democrats are demanding health care for everybody," admitted Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, whose California district includes many illegals. "The amount of money that actually is going towards people who are undocumented is such a small portion," said Representative Ro Khanna. "Without the federal funding, state Democrats in California, Minnesota, and other states will be forced to go through a painful process of cutting funds from their myriad interest groups." "Democrats care more about illegal aliens than American citizens," said a post by Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt that names the programs which Democrats use to smuggle federal funding to health care for illegal migrants. The GOP blocked the health care funding in the president's signature spending bill, signed on July 4. But Democrats are closing the government as they try to pressure Trump Republicans to reopen the hidden money flow. The health care funding is smuggled to illegal migrants via multiple spending accounts and myriad legal classifications, all of which is hidden behind a law barring illegal migrants from Medicaid spending. For example, President Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief, Ali Mayorkas, granted a quasi-legal status to roughly 3 million illegals via the humanitarian parole and temporary protected status programs. This legal maneuver allowed the illegal migrants to legally get federal health care aid. Similarly, Biden's deputies allowed California to get a legal waiver from federal rules, so allowing the state to be compensated with federal funds within it spends state funds on health care for illegals. Pro-migration lobbies want the health care funding for the millions of hard-working migrants imported by Democrats from poor countries with little health care. "There is no California without Latinx Californians, and recent state and federal cuts put their health and well-being at serious risk," the California Immigrant Policy Center claimed on September 4. "State leaders must take bold action to protect and restore access to food, housing, health care, and education for all Californians." The GOP's message is straightforward. Since the July bill signing, 2.3 million ineligible enrollees have been kicked off of Medicaid. And if the Democrats get their way, American taxpayers' hard-earned dollars would be paying for benefits for illegal aliens again, Speaker Mike Johnson told CNN on October 1. "We're not doing that. Very often, a citizen in the emergency room waiting is an illegal alien. Very often it's a person who can't speak English," Vice President J.D. Vance said Wednesday. "Why do those people get health care benefits at hospitals paid for by American citizens?"